Remember, you can go online, you can contribute a buck. I mean, every dollar helps us. We present all this music for free, and we try to do the best we can with what we got to work with. So, I think that's almost enough for me. I'll talk a little bit more. I just want to one more time remind you, this is the initial launch of Night Eagle Productions, which means that we'll be doing music wherever we have the opportunity to. We'll be producing festivals and all kinds of events. So we'll see where this is going to go. And anything that I do will carry a stipulation, because the people that believed in me, they hung by me when things fell apart with the Night Eagle. So whatever I do, all of the Lifetime members are welcome to every show. Well, we don't do it. Thank you so much, guys. All right. This is one of my favorite groups of all time. They remind me of every group I've ever known through all time. And I'm just thrilled that they're back here with us one more time. Let's welcome Gandalf Murphy and the Slamboian Circus of Dreams back to Colorscape Chenango.
Laughing, singing like a bunch of loonies. Very nice to come on after a band like Caravan of Thieves, because you get all jazzed up backstage. That was a really great set by those guys. We love those. We just kind of discovered each other recently, but I'm pretty nuts about those guys. We're going to try to do some gigs together, but we're doing a gig here for you guys, which is one of our favorite places to play, I feel like. You know, I was thinking about it on the way up. You know, what makes it special is, I think, even though this is a town, you know, we're not playing some big stadium or some festival that's got 20,000 people in it today, but we're playing in a town, in the heart of a town, and I think this is what it's about. I mean, if this could happen in every town, if we start getting out and seeing each other and knowing each other, that can change the world. That's the kind of thing that'll change the world. So we're very honored to close the festival out. Or let's not say close it. We'll take it out. We'll all get to some transcendent space together here. Thank you for greeting us so well both days. We felt very welcome. We'll try to give you your money's worth, even if you're not paying anything to get in. So this ain't so dancey, this one. This is Desire. It's kind of a prayer for things to get back the way, I don't say the way they used to be, but the way they are in our heads. This is called Desire. Let me tune. The way this is supposed to go here, you know, at the end of the first song, you're not supposed to talk so much. You're not supposed to tune. You're supposed to go into the next one and keep the show rolling. Just so you know what you're missing.
Sounds flat, doesn't it?
That one song might have been the peak of it. I'm not quite sure. This is to your ancestors. The ghosts of Americana have all gathered here today to dream their dreams together and to try and find a way to get the hope we used to have to come back into play. Oh, desire, come again. The workers fear their death. their loyal labor slaves at some financial whim. Old desire, come again. Old desire, come again. There's terrorizing strangers knocking downstairs at our door. They threaten everything we know to even some vague score. Where they began and where we'll end, it's hard to say no more. So we decided we'd mix up the set. We might play a few things that we played yesterday and a bunch of new stuff that we didn't play yesterday, just to mix it up a little bit. And is there anybody who never saw us before? Could you raise your hand if you've never seen us? Oh, a whole bunch of you. And they're all put you on all, mostly on this side. Okay. So just so you know who's playing for you, this is Sharky on the guitar here. That's Orianne, newly on the bass. He learned all the bass songs in 2 days to do this gig with us, and he's usually our keyboard player, so his keyboard, bass, etc. This is Tony back here on the drums. This is the lovely and extremely dangerous Tinkerbell Lloyd on a variety of things. And my name is Josiah. Very nice to meet the new people. Very nice to hang out with our friends from this area. This is magic. You made it magic for us yesterday, and we're looking forward to the continued set here. So this is one from yesterday, kind of promoting our new album, which is not so new, it's about a year old now. The Great Unravel, this is The Great Unravel. So this is Dancy again for everybody of the Dancy people. Everything. Right. Do you guys do this like every Sunday in this area? This is a good idea. You know, when we first started coming here, it's another thing too. I think when you go out and you have experiences in places like in a town like this, then you get kind of the muscles to be able to do stuff like this, you know? And shortly after we started playing for you guys here, we started doing it in our own town where we live in Cold Spring on the Hudson there. And then that's been building up every year where it's a really nice festival every year. We do a free concert for people. We invited people yesterday, if you come down, it's sometime in June or July. We're not sure. It might even be 4th of July next year, but you know, you're all invited to Cold Spring for a free concert. Thanks for having us. So this is one we played yesterday. I saw some people practicing the waltz earlier on, so yeah, this is one of our waltzes. We write a lot of things in 3/4 time. This is one of them, it's called Pushing Up Daisies. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 2. Wishful thinking, these thoughts are like seeds, they can grow anywhere.
into an embrace. Let everyone know they can't be replaced. We're pushing our daisies way up to the sky, and nobody.
So we'll play one more that we did yesterday, then we'll play something we didn't play yesterday after that.
You guys are awful quiet.
No, that's good. That's
You're
good.
On such good behavior today. And look at the riffraff they let walk around this place. You gotta tell me this is anyway.
Surprised this one gets put in the set all the time. I'm usually surprised by the set list. They pick it, and then Sharky sometimes shows it to me, and then Tink changes it as soon as it's backstage. She's the boss of us all. Yeah, she gets mad if I say that. Yeah, she ain't the boss of us all.
You are the boss of us all, and I'm just here to serve.
Charts in Slambovia. Hopefully it'll spread around to other parts of the world. Right now, Slambovia, we're very rich and very famous. Mama rides with Johnny, but Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, Lord, Johnny can't come home. Johnny can't come home, 'cause he's been on the chain gang too long. High sheriff and police coming after me, coming after me, Lord, coming after me. High sheriff and police coming after me, 'cause I've been on the chain gang too long. Throwing the band on this one. Ever since I was a young boy, I played the silver ball. From Soho down to Brighton, I must have played them all. But I ain't seen nothing like them in any amusement hall.
deaf, dumb, and blind kid. Short phrase of me.
Here we go. Next song that we're going to play. This is from The Great Unraveled 2. We didn't play this yesterday, but so we wrote this song. You know, it's called Clear Channel, this song. And when we wrote it, you know, all our music friends thought it was like, you know, we wrote like this protest song about Clear Channel. And they're the guys that own all the radio stations now and all the billboards. If you see billboards along the road, it says Clear Channel. They own everything that lets you promote anything. So in the record industry, they were this kind of big monster that came along and swallowed up everything, made it hard for independence in the beginning. But I had a dream about Clear Channel, you know, that they would live up to their names of being a Clear Channel and help all the independent artists out. And I think that, you know, oh, never mind. It's too much yapper. You write songs on a lot of different levels. Anyway, we're doing a show with the Clear Channel people in New York on Halloween, just to see what it's like to dance with the dragon. If they step on our toes, we'll punch them in the gut and walk on, but we're going to check it out. But this is a love song to the Clear Channel people. It's called Clear Channel. Thank you.
that brings the greed. Let the abundance flow into real need.
Request for this next song, and they went through the legitimate channels of warning us by emailing us in advance, sticking it up on our Facebook thing. So we're going to do it. It's a pain in the butt to do it in the middle of a set. Only because you got to do a capo and stuff, and then you got to sit there and watch us while we're trying to pretend like we're not taking a long time. Just talk to your neighbor for about 15 minutes. Glad the weather got nice, huh? We had good luck with the weather this year. The year before that, when we first released The Great Unravel, every festival we played closed before our main stage set while we were backstage because of tornadoes and things. People were saying, is that The Great Unravel? We were saying, we hope not. But this year the weather's been good. Every time it's been predicted to rain during our set, it's been nice. Tuned it. I hope this is worth it. I hope this is good. I hope it don't suck. This is actually something from our first album. And, we used to even play this at open mics when we first started out, and a lot of people love this song. It's dedicated to all the people that think they're from the Isle of Misfit Toys. That's a lot of us, you know. It's called We Never Fit In Anywhere. So we'll attempt this. Think this. Good luck. Well, there's the end of the luck. Still tuned to modal tuning. Now, if you were having a good time in our set, one thing about the circus is we could lose it at any second and it just could go downhill from there. I hope this ain't it. Let's try it again. This song suits us pretty good. Is a place I used to go.
prayer. We'd sit and talk, we'd laugh and cry about the meaning of it all. And all around you'd hear the sound of what the world was saying. But there's something in us can't subscribe to games they say to play. Yeah, I don't believe.
So, you know, this next song, when we were over in England, and we'd been there three times since, two times since we played here last, and once about a week before. In England, the response has been really amazing. In all the magazines, when they review the albums, it's like through the roof kind of stuff, you know. They love the Flapjacks album. They wrote they listened to every song and wrote a little bit about every song. It's a 21-song album. You know? So it was really really good reviews. And even The Great Unravel, when that hit over there, you know, people really took to that really well. And then one person wrote this negative article about the Great Unravel album, and they wrote it. It started out saying in the first paragraph that they heard us on the radio and they just flipped out and they loved the name and they loved the sound and they loved my velvety voice. and it sounded like it was really, you know, I was getting all pumped up about it, you know. And then the second paragraph was talking more about the music and the way it's structured and how this person just found their favorite band. And then the third paragraph said they sent it off to some of their critic friends, and one of her closest friends said, "Hey, how come you sent me a Bon Jovi cover band album?" And then she said, in the article, she goes, "And then it was downhill from there on for me and Gandalf Murphy." So I was thinking, oh, Bon Jovi cover band. I mean, like, I wish we were a little bit more normal, you know? I wish there was a way to categorize us. I wish we was making much money as young John. But we thought it was kind of funny, you know, that was kind of a funny negative article. And I think that the song they thought sounded like a Bon Jovi cover band was this next one. So
so we're gonna do it for you.
Yeah, yeah. I like this song all the more now, you know, that
happened. This is like sticking.
And this is a sing-along. You know, I've had people that had, you know, we were in Florida and this young guy who had his whole face tattooed completely, you know, tattooed and piercings all over his face. He came up after our set, and he said, "I love that song. It made me cry." So, you know, what the hell's that? Never mind. Okay, so this is a sing-along, and the sing-along part, if you never did it with us, goes like this. It's I think it's a very true song, too. It's a dumb, nice, true song. It goes like this. Well, everyone has a broken heart, has a broken heart, has a broken heart. Everyone has a broken heart, has a broken heart to mend. And that's a sing-along part. We'll do one more so you get it. Everyone has a broken heart, has a broken heart, has a broken heart. Everyone has a broken heart, has a broken heart to mend. You got it? That's really good.
So we learn how to ride that boat.
Everyone has a broken heart, has a broken heart to live.
We got a request from the band for a song that we did yesterday, so we're going to stick it in the set.
We're planning on trying to come back and do some shows for you during the cold and lonely winter. But our problem is we don't have a home. We don't know where to go. So do us a favor, you know, sign our email list so that we can tell you when we're back, but we don't know where. And if you have any inspirations, let us or let Ken know, and then maybe we can arrange a
for a venue.
We can arrange a meeting sometime during the cold, lonely winter months. That's our hope, anyway. Yesterday that was awesome.
Bob Dylan. Yeah, one of those guys taking part. The remainder of the Beatles. This next song, we did this yesterday, and it got requested by a few people in the band, as well as people always ask for this song. It's one of those ones that we're going to be stuck doing when we're really ancient, so, which is good. And this is the one that Sharky plays slide mandolin on. We did this yesterday, but we're going to stick it in anyways, even though it wasn't in the set. And this is dedicated to the Tinkerbell spirit and everyone. It's called Tink, I Know It's You. So that sounds like about 22 people are excited about it. Just to sit with you and not do anything.
Well, I see you running in the night, your little spark of light. I want you, oh yeah. You whisper on the breeze to steal my heart, and you do. Yeah, I know it's you. Well, I see you looking through her eyes. Yeah, there ain't no disguise for what you do. Through the lies, why I'm so surprised you've come this far for me. Full of broken dreams. when I see you, you're running in the night. Your little spark of light, I know it's you. Oh yeah, yeah, I know it's you.
First album. We've been playing this for a long time, but it's much older. I wrote this like 25 years ago, or 35, 45, something like that, years ago. This is a tip of the hat to those early country and western pioneers, the Who.
distance, or I guess we'll see you now. Whenever we come to town, or you can fly through the air with the greatest of ease. If you run away with the circus of dreams, fly through the air with the greatest of ease. Hey, look at me.
For this, and a lot of times when it's the only request we get, it's upsetting because we didn't write this song, but it is, I think, it's a classic song. This is my Uncle Angelo's song. He used to play this when I was a kid, and I used to love when he played it, and it's a sing-along song. If you don't know it, you can get the hang of it quick. My Uncle Angelo looked like a hitman. He was a big, tall, scary-looking guy, so if you picture a big, tall, scary-looking guy who, when you shake hands with him, you don't know whether he's going to kill you or not. Like, he's a really spooky-looking guy, Angel. If you picture him doing this, it's quite a hoot. So this was in my father's basement every Friday night when they'd all get together and do music. When Angelo came down, this was his big number. So here we go. I'll show it to you.
You're a little too. You're a little too.
tell people about the therapeutic. I can't think of a word. The benefits of it. And I said that for years, but there's scientific proof right now that yoga is very good for your health. It helps you relieve stress in a physical way, but psychologically, I think, is where it's most important, because sometimes it's very hard to not act cool all your life. And I've learned that yodeling, you can't yodel and be cool at the same time. So if you have a hard time de-stressing and not being serious and worrying about things all the time, or being real uptight in public situations, if you walk around yodeling, you can de-stress yourself totally. You can untangle stress from 40 years ago, if you want to, just by yodeling several times a week. So give it a shot, learn it, and go home and try it out. I'm going to show you the next section of it, because I... This one we did, you know, sometimes that's we talk to everybody because we feel like, you know, it's a we're a family. Yeah. But the pain in the butt about talking to everybody, especially when you feel like they're your family, you got to listen to them. Is we get a lot of requests for the same songs. Dude, somebody knew what it was right away. We got many, many requests to do this again today, even from some of our fellow musicians. So we'll do this song. This is our tip of the hat to early King Crimson. And the tip of the hat to the boot in, everybody. I believe we got the power to change the world right in our hearts. So this is dedicated to that part of you. And it's called Talking to the Boot.
was full of tears. And each small town looked so blue, and they seemed to ache for better years. Then my cell phone started ringing wild, like a fire alarm from hell. And when I picked it up, a sad voice said, "It's time to ring that golden bell." And I was talking to the Buddha, and I made the Buddha cry.
The Buddha cried.
been talking to the
have a really good time. Both days were really magic for us. I hope they were magic for you. It was an amazing group of artists. You know, we played all day on both days. We're really honored to be a part of this thing. It was really, really cool. It just gets better every year, man. You guys know how to throw a party. Thank you very much.
Just wanted to mention for all you new people, the merchandise tent is over there, even though now it looks like people are pulling down their tents and moving out, but Chris Coker and his lovely wife Crystal have been doing merch all weekend. Just give them a hand, they've been helping out. Chris and Crystal, they've been very good to us. Anyway, they're back there and they're looking a little lonely and a little sad because it's all over. So anyway, just wanted to say we're gonna be back there before the sun goes down after our set to meet and greet for a few minutes before we depart this lovely event. And where are those new people? Are they still around?
Okay. So anyway, yesterday we played you a kind of a brand new one, and we told you it was a sing-along, and we figured. You know, some people could prime the well today because there would be a bunch of new people here. So we're going to play this. And yesterday when we played this song, this group of people over here, they came with shirts that said the name of the new song on it, you know. So this is a sing-along. This is a good time. Let's, you know, finish the whole thing off in a big way together. This song is called the Trans-Slambovian Bipolar Express. And that title there is the sing-along part. You'll get the hang of it pretty quick. But just jump in and sing along when it comes up. And thank you for a very good time. Never had a tune so much before.
Thank you.
people, thank you. We had a great time.
Finished. Now last night when we finished, we ended with a sissy song because we all had to go to bed so we could get up today and do it all over again. But tonight, the most we got to do is get up and go to work tomorrow. So the hell with the sissy song. We'll just do one kind of rowdy thing, and then we'll just end it together, and then we'll meet up the road. Thanks very much. This was really magic. This just feels natural, don't it, doing this thing? That's what we should do every day, and we should work on Sundays, or we should work on Saturdays, or we should work on whatever day people don't have a holy thing that they'll get offended by. Friday, oh, you get it. We just won't work. Just like in Dog Patch USA. Oh, never mind. Okay. So we're going to do a Christmas song for you. And a lot of people requested this. This is always requested. We didn't write this song either. But we're happy to do this. This made us very famous in Slambovia. We're very rich and famous there. This was number one for 12 years on the Radio Free Slambovia charts. So if you know it, please sing it loud with us. And here we go. You ready? It's nice, that silence, right? Isn't that cool? Actually, not when I get it. Hey, Caravan of Thieves are out there, right? You want to just come up and sing this with us at least? Wasn't that terrific? Is Guy Mandelow still around? Is any of Guy's band still around? If you are, come on up. That's a good weekend. So, it's probably not time to set up for them to play anything fancy, but you can just hear their lovely Caruso-like voices on this. And they're going to play Tangerine. Okay. So, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain.
She is a warrior, she is a warrior.
shepherd boys and the three wise men. Yeah, they saw a star just about midnight. Made them feel so good.
Is Carol Alicino here? We have your wallet.
In my heart.
Okay, I just want to thank everybody for showing up. We'll see you next year, and next year we will be in the other park on our brand new stage. So look for us there. Everything will be reversed like the Bizarro World. We'll see you then. Thank you so much for making Co-Escape a great success, and we love you. Bye-bye.